Mrs. McGinn is so strict. My friend asked me for a pencil, and he got in trouble.
Earthly rules keep us out of trouble, but Jesus died because no one could keep God's rules. Do you ever break the rules? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. It's easy to break a rule, like, for example, talking in class. As bad as that is, it's even worse when you break one of God's rules. But God made a way for you to be forgiven. Just listen to what it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Those who belong to Christ will not suffer the punishment of sin. And now let's listen to our story. It's called Rule Breaker. Tristan sighed as the bell signaling the end of recess rang. Come on, he said to his friend Aria. We better hurry or we'll get in trouble. Yeah, Aria said. Mrs. McGinn is so strict, her rules are impossible. As Tristan worked on his math that afternoon, his pencil point broke. He tapped Aria on the shoulder. Do you have an extra pencil? He whispered. Tristan, said Mrs. McGinn sternly, you know the rule about not whispering in class. You broke that rule, so you will stay inside during morning recess tomorrow. Tristan tried to explain, but it was no use. When Tristan told his parents about it, Mom shook her head. I'm sorry your teacher is so strict and didn't listen to what you had to say, she said. But you knew the rule and you broke it. Next time, ask Mrs. McGinn for a pencil instead of Aria. Dad picked up his Bible. Ready for family devotions? I believe we're up to Exodus 20, and it's your turn to read, Tristan. Tristan took the Bible and began to read. More rules, he exclaimed after reading several verses. Dad nodded. These rules are called the Ten Commandments. They were given to the Israelites as part of God's law. The Bible also tells what the punishments would be if the Israelites disobeyed them. Is it as bad as Mrs. McGinn's? Asked Tristan. Much worse. Sin is a terrible offense against God, and sometimes the punishment was death, said Mom. In fact, the final punishment for sin, for all people, is eternal death. That's punishment in hell forever. But because God loves us, he offers us grace instead of the punishment we deserve, said Dad. We've all done things that are wrong and are therefore guilty of breaking God's law, but Jesus took the punishment for our sin when he died on the cross. And when we trust in him, he forgives our sins and gives us eternal life with him. Mom nodded. Because of God's grace, we don't need to fear eternal punishment. Jesus took that for us. Tristan smiled. It would be nice if someone would take my punishment for Mrs. McGinn too, he said. But at least it won't last forever. So how about you? Have you heard of the Ten Commandments? They're listed in Exodus chapter 20 and are a part of God's law. Take a moment to read through them. Have you ever broken any of those commands? Then you've broken God's law and deserve to be punished. But guess what? Jesus took that punishment for you. Trust in him and you'll receive God's grace and be given eternal life. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 1. Those who belong to Christ will not suffer the punishment of sin. And our key thought for today, Jesus took your punishment. We do a lot more here at Keys for Kids than the stories you hear every day. We run a whole radio station made just for you. There's fun music from Lads and Go Fish, programs like Adventures in Odyssey and Red Rock Mysteries, plus contests and games. Go to keysforkids.net to tune in, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.